6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
Wait for it. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mike Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mike. And we are here at our brand new location. I shouldn't say brand new location because we've been here more than a while. But we are on a new location at 4215 Hillsboro Avenue, place called Hooters. They are our new official title sponsors. We still love the bowling alley. We need to go over there sometime, maybe in inclement weather, because they have us out here on the patio in the nicest. I went, what, a minute without messing up? In the nicety of our Palestrian Studios at the bowling alley, Pin Chasers, which is still there, ladies and gentlemen. You can still probably smell a little remnants of us at 4248 North Armenia Hills Borough. But fret not. We are here at our new location at 4215 Hillsboro Avenue. You guys can come down here and see how the sausage is made. You will love this sausage, all kinds of spices and other hors d'oeuvres in there. But in case you're wondering and you only hear my voice, fret not. Who is Fred? I am not here alone because I have to introduce the crew. To my peripheral vision to the right, we have the man, we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like extra cheese to a pizza.
Mmm, cheese pizza. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I like vegetables.
You do?
I'm in favor of them.
I saw you eat a bowl of celery before you got here, so
yeah, man.
I don't understand that, but that's okay.
I love celery, man. It's delicious.
Okay. Well, guess what? Celery. Well, guess what? Directly in your peripheral vision, the man is making the sounds go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who lives in a place where we have a hockey team that's acting like champions, and we have a baseball team that's acting like maybe they ought to be there.
How are the Rays doing?
They're doing rather well. They're almost at 500. They started really bad.
Yeah.
But
they're not
damn,
really bad
they're
anymore.
Good now.
I was passing through. It could have been a barbershop. And I heard in my peripheral vision in my background. Well, you hear stuff in the background.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah.
One guy said he bet X amount of money that the Rays were going to lose 100 games this year.
Oh, he's wrong. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of losing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of losing. All right.
Hey, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this.
No,
but,
I don't.
But the gas man who's normally here and is not here this week, he looks just like Denard Span, who is my favorite Ray right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, so let's move on.
All right, so, yeah, because the real reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we're here.
No. See, now that's where I have to interrupt. It's not the reason we're here.
The reason we're here is
because you showed up and I brought all this equipment. I don't think it has anything to do with the guy you're about to introduce.
This is the reason we're here. The next sound you hear, the next voice you hear will be the man himself, known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking pretty good. I took a shower.
I said sticking, not stinking.
Well, okay. But I feel pretty good. And I feel clean.
All right. So you're gonna
just happy to be here.
You're gonna create some value because you know you're the reason we're here.
Oh yeah, I guess so. I'm really looking forward to it. I know you got a lot of great topics for us tonight, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, guess who's in your peripheral vision? This man here. He doesn't know some things. He doesn't know some. He knows it all. Yeah. We like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like incorrect usage of the word peripheral to Spike on the mic.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Never.
No, you never did.
Never.
Hold on a second. I'm saying it wrong?
Well, you're saying the word. Correct.
Fine.
Peripheral.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not using it well.
But no, yeah. I mean, I'm technically in your peripheral vision today, as is Clark and PW.
Clark,
Everyone else might be directly across.
Okay, listen.
Not necessarily directly in your peripheral.
All right, so anyway, in your peripheral vision.
Oh, yeah.
In
other words, right in front of you.
Who are you going first with?
No, you got to go. You got two eyeballs.
Now.
Right. And we
but go. Which one are you going to do first? Who's your favorite?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, so listen.
I just got played.
I did. Let me see how I can flip a coin and figure out which one I like most.
Oh, gosh.
So how about this? The one I introduced last is my favorite.
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
The one I introduced first is my favorite?
No. Here's how you do it. One of these two people is my favorite.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you think that when they put Rosa Parks in the back of the bus, that was her favorite? They were her favorite?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand
they singled her out. That's always a sign of being a favorite.
The next sound you hear is going to be one of my favorite people. I like to call her Cindy. Cindy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the Bolts did to the Bruins, baby.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm confused.
No.
I'm a
Bolts fan.
So, but you're a Boston person.
I am. Basketball, football, baseball, not hockey.
Why not basketball?
I am basketball.
It seemed like you retracted the basketball.
No.
So, okay, but you like the Lightning over Bruins?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right, well, the next sound you're going to hear, besides one of my favorites, is the next voice. They is No E. I damn near forgot your name again. No E, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the breading on a Hooters chicken wing.
Oh, nice.
That is.
Yeah, and that sticks pretty well.
That's poignant. Yeah. All right, so
you're
now.
Sticking delicious.
In case a listening audience out there, like, Frank, how you doing? You having dinner? So he is a dinner guest. He's eating dinner.
You have a dinner guest?
And he's listening to the show, so he is a dinner guest.
That's
and,
great.
Of course, we got our all-time favorite listening sister. She's listening for the B-Report. If we get to it, we'll have to see if we have time. But now.
The Dr. Captain Clark sister is waiting for the B-Report?
The B-Report, yes.
Oh, that's. Maybe he is the reason.
Infamous.
Yeah. Infamous. Now, I know that the staff is wondering, and the people listening, who is my favorite out of the last two sounds you heard?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I cannot keep you guys on pins and needles. You have to know who my favorite is. And my favorite is Cindy's. Cindy is, she qualifies as my favorite.
Oh, she took her sunglasses off.
Really, because we're on this.
See her eyes.
We're in the beautiful Tampa, Florida on a palatial, beautiful patio with a nice scenery. And they both walked up here like they big Hollywood celebrities with sunglasses on. I am an emotional, sensitive guy. I like to see the eyes. I like to look them right into the eyes because the eyes is the key to the feet.
Okay.
That's absurd.
And Cindy let me see her feet. Now, over there.
Now it's getting kinky.
She got bunions, and so I guess she don't want nobody to see her bunions. But that's okay. You are my favorite, Cindy's.
Well, cheers to that.
And I love your fingernails. Color.
And I have made a note.
Not red.
Note to myself.
It's not red.
There you go. I've made a note to myself. I'm wearing sunglasses every show from now on.
I have mine here. I'm switching.
See? No ass kicker there. Kiss her.
All right. Everything's fine.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah.
You look marvelous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't have to. I trim my toenails.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we got people eating dinner food around here.
And it is about toenail.
Right. Okay, so as you
the
guys...
show basically
as you guys
toenail.
Know, we are a caller-driven show. We are here for the people, so
no,
you
don't
always...
don't say that. Don't ever actually say
you
that.
You can always give us a call and play.
No!
At 813-699-3900. You can be part of the show because we record this
139-689.
No, it's 813-699-3900. You group the numbers together, 699-3900.
800-200-9344.
Give us a call. We'll put you on, and you can be a part of this award-deserving show.
Please call, you won't say anything, and we'll put you on anyway.
Yeah.
So
isn't that weird?
Just do whatever you want.
Just remember, when I win this award, I cannot give you credit. I can't say I want to thank
the
toilet or the Pfister faucet or whatever they use.
Or background TV noise or machinery or fart noises or whatever it is they do.
Okay, everybody. Everybody.
Caller-driven show, though.
Everybody close your eyes because I want y'all to hear this. Sister. Sister, you're still my favorite. All right. All right. Now, you can open your eyes again.
Oh, man.
All right. So, now, let's do this.
Wait a minute. Which of you ladies is sister?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You guys had your eyes closed. You couldn't couldn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard. I had my eyes open. Something. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say why we're here.
I'm with my daughter Billy, I always say, "Don't tell your sister, but you are always my favorite." And when I'm with my daughter Kim, I say, "Don't tell your sister, but you are always my favorite."
So you're not telling one of them you're their favorite.
Correct, because how can you do that? You know, you can't do that. Yeah.
All right, before we before we dive into... Wait a minute. What happened?
Delve. You were saying delve, but you didn't mean it.
No, you know why I do it? Because my favorite put her shoes on.
Oh yeah.
I heard that sister remark.
Yeah.
She closed her eyes.
Yeah.
All right, well...
more feet for you.
Well, you know, I love shrimping. That's it. If you don't know what that is, go to Urban Dictionary and look it up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but it's PW.
Yeah?
We have to think why we're here. Let's go ahead and tell the people why we're here.
All right, here. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
How did they get politically incorrect? We'll have to talk to corporate about that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so now, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about three things. We talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
future.
And things in
the present. In the past.
In the Hooters restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah. Right,
that's four things, but I'll digress and keep going because I got so much information that I want to get to today.
That's perfect.
All right. So,
I think we did it right.
I know you loud and wrong. I think it's topic changing music time.
Oh!
Press the button.
I'm getting it going. Over and over again.
I'm not sure how we can change the topic when we haven't had one yet, but I guess that's what we're going to do right now on the Spike of the Retro.
I like to call this topic here, See What Had Happened Was.
See What Had Happened Was.
Yes, well, you guys know who Trenton McKinley is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See What Happened Was.
Okay. Well, Trenton McKinley, he had an accident. He's a 13-year-old boy who had an accident on a four-wheeler.
Oh, he peed himself on a four-wheeler?
Yeah, kind of. And he flipped over, and the trailer fell on his head, smashing his craniums. Yes, he was, it basically smashed his head.
Oh.
They took him to the hospital, and the doctors decided that he wasn't going to make it.
Oh,
He had been, like, knocked out in a coma for a couple months.
Oh.
And they just said, that he's not going to make it.
He won't.
Yeah. So his parents decided, okay, we'll go ahead and pull the plug on this and do this. And also, the kid also, his organs were a match for five other kids.
Oh, that's nice.
So they decided.
That's a wonderful thing.
Instead of letting this thing deteriorate in the hospital bed, they would go ahead and pull the plug. So the parents signed the take the plug out agreement.
All right. I think I'm going to figure this out. They gave away four of his organs, and suddenly he came to.
Exactly. Well, they signed the plug. They signed the do not resuscitate. So the next day, they decided to go and do the resuscitate. Guess what happened? He woke up.
Nice.
Right before they unplugged the plug.
Oh.
Well, they pulled the plug.
Okay.
That's good.
It's a miracle.
I'm waiting to see how this is going to be ethical dilemma.
Here's the thing. The five kids started saying, no, kill that guy.
Serious.
Right.
We need his liver.
They signed to get rid of the kid. Piece of paper.
And I think that's the top of it. When you read the name of the form, it says get rid of the kid form.
So did the doctors insist a deal's a deal or what?
So
I don't think you can do that.
So my question, the kid woke up and started talking to his parents.
Sure, yeah.
Thus the topic title is See What Happened Was.
See What Happened
I don't think any of this is true.
I don't make this up.
I'm wondering how the comedian's the moral compass for the show now.
Yeah. Well, my understanding is if you're in a coma for an extended length of time, first of all, when you wake up, you can't talk. I mean, physically, you can't form words. You got to drink some water, at least.
Right.
But it takes a while to get things like that back. I don't understand. I don't think it's like in the movies where, I'm okay now.
Well, yeah.
On the soap opera when they come out of comas.
Don't you have a breathing tube in?
Yeah. I mean,
so I don't think you literally can speak.
Yeah.
I don't
think, you have to leech, cough twice.
Like the nurse is in there, dusting, she's changing the sheets or whatever, and then she turns around and he's up and he's watching TV. Right. I don't think you come out of it that
I was
quickly.
comatose for 4 days.
Were you?
Yeah.
Somebody bite. Ask him how and why.
No, I mean, I had bacterial meningitis at the age of 5, and I had a 106 fever and was in a coma for 4 days.
Why didn't they pull the plug? Out.
Did they put you in a coma deliberately to bring your temperature down?
I think so. I know I blacked out at one point and I woke up, but then perhaps they did. I don't know. I'm 5, and I was in a coma, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this kid here.
So this explains it. You're still kind of like 5.
Oh, I still think I have brain damage. Yeah, of course.
Hold on a second.
Dane brain.
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I back it up. Why not?
So anyway, the kid did come out of his coma, and he was speaking
like that.
That's what comas do.
I don't think so. I don't think that's.
Oh, you're the only doctor.
I don't think that's what comas do.
I don't.
That's what comas.
You know, when your hair is messed up, you coma. Coma.
Now, I do watch The Walking Dead, and in the first episode of The Walking Dead, the lead character Rick Grimes is in a coma, and he comes out of it, and 20 minutes later, he's riding a bicycle. I don't think that's true either. Because there's lots of things in that show that probably aren't in real life.
Okay, so, well, in real life...
I don't think what you're telling us is accurate, is what I'm trying to say.
In real life, Trenton McKinley came back to life.
I do believe that.
And so, you got to hurry up because we got something to do with this.
What was it, 10 till 7 already?
Yeah.
Half time.
So, he came back to life.
I believe that.
And so the...
You mean he woke up from his coma?
Yeah, well, you know, and so he they say he has a lot more surgery... that he needs to go through.
I'm sure.
He can't just get up and walk out.
Right.
But he did come out of the coma, and he was communicating, and he was he was telling about, he even said, it was this part I'm not sure about or believe, he says he went to heaven. He saw lights and happiness and all that.
Yeah, I think that happens.
I believe that, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have experienced that.
Whoa. Y'all don't believe the guy was in a coma and come back and talk, but y'all believe he come back and talk and say he went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't question what he says he saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Hold on a second. But he said it. He had to talk.
Here's the Spike version if Spike's the doctor. So, Mr. McKinley, how was the coma? Oh, I'm back. And I saw heaven when I was in a coma. No! No!
No, you didn't.
But you guys just said he could not have came out of his coma and started talking.
Right. I don't believe that's possible.
But you believe he came out and said I went to heaven?
I believe he says what he saw. He saw what he says he saw.
Okay.
Why would I dispute what he's telling people that he saw?
Maybe when he was in heaven, he said God or St. Peter or whomever it was that he saw, and he said, hey, I want to talk the second I come back. And they granted it to him.
Maybe he saw bright lights in his hospital room and thought while he was in his coma state that he saw heaven. And he's wrong about that, but that's what he thought he saw. I don't see how you can argue that. Oh, good. A phone call. And there's no one here to answer it. It's the ideal scenario.
Yeah. All right.
Hold, please.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
Hello.
You're going to be so sad that you got up and
Smart
walked over there for that.
Yeah, really. Oh, not.
Ouch.
Caller. Oh, well, okay.
Darn.
All right, caller. Call back in 7 minutes. Right now, we're having technical difficulties on answering phones right now.
Right.
So But let's finish this story here.
Okay. I'm still trying to see where you're trying to get us to argue.
So he was in heaven for how long?
Shut up, Spike.
Okay.
we definitely need to get.
Did he say what it was like?
He was in heaven. Yada yada yada. Let's get to the meat of the story.
Wait, he was in heaven. Yada yada yada.
Yeah. That's not the meat of the story. I thought you were going to tell us about what heaven was like.
No, the heaven part is not the relevant part of the story. The part of the
it
story
seems like
is
it's pretty relevant.
What is the relevant part?
The parents had to explain to the kid that we had decided to sign to get rid of you piece of paper.
Yeah.
And au revoir, quoi.
And what? Then Trenton's supposed his feelings were hurt?
Yeah. Then he's like,
why?
Well, it was for the greater good.
Yeah, they didn't know. They didn't do it maliciously. They're like, oh, good, he's in a coma. Let's farm him out.
Why did they feel they had to tell him right
then? I was just, thank you, Cindy. That's where
sorry.
I was going.
Oh, yeah. Son, happy you're
why
alive.
Would you ever tell
we were
going to
kill
that?
You and give away
funny
your
story,
organs.
Son. As it
no,
turns
I would
out.
I never say that.
Mom and Dad, I was in heaven.
No,
you weren't, but let me tell you something. We were about to have you put to sleep.
Okay.
You know how your lungs and kidneys are
just
yours?
Like Sam the dog last
yeah.
year.
We were this close to them not being yours.
All right, so here's what I decided we need to do about this. Because this is a true story. This is actually what happened. Even though you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers will not afford to believe it.
Yeah.
Here's what I think we should do about this. We should do a Spike the Peace Theater.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, boy.
On this. Now, before you hit the music, I need to dole out roses.
Oh. Okay.
Roses. Are you going to give those to both of the people you see their feet or
yes.
you don't see their feet?
No.
Make mine a crescent.
One of them don't get to play. So
I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here are your roles, and I need you guys to really sell this, okay? We need to sell this story here.
Always.
We're going to do a Spike the Peace Theater. Smots, you are the husband of the kid that's got his head crushed. Cindy, you the wife of the husband that got kid that got the head crushed. Dr. Captain Clark, you're the head that got your head crushed.
Okay.
And you come too.
Okay.
Voice of Reason, you're the doctor.
That's who could,
I'm not a Voice of Reason.
I'm sorry.
But go ahead, look at the Voice of Reason.
No. Let Paul be the doctor.
I'm sorry. Voice of Reason, you're one of the kids that was getting an organ. All right? And PW, you're the doctor to convince the kids that the dude is not going to survive, and they need to sign the get rid of your card.
Sure, yeah.
It's way confusing.
All right? Does everybody know who their roles are?
Wait till we get started.
Yeah.
Everybody know who your roles are?
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to direct you guys because this is the award-winning Spike the Peace Theater.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the award-winning Spike the Peace Theater, an episode called See What Had Happened Was.
See What Had Happened Was.
Ready, action.
All right, I'm here to tell you that you have to sign this card right here that says, let the sucker die.
I'm good
Mom,
with that.
Mom,
yeah, you're
let's do it.
There's no way we're doing that.
No.
I
didn't
this
want this kid to begin with.
I know you didn't, you asshole. But he's here. And
Mom,
he's not,
sign the form.
No, I'm
Mommy,
not signing anything.
Daddy, why
you'll
why
have
are
to
you
take
fighting?
Me to court.
Wait,
we're not live yet.
Oh, I'm not live yet.
Someone stop. This kid's rambling right now. He doesn't even know. It's not even real right now at this point in time.
Oh, exactly.
He thinks he's in heaven or something like that.
Yeah, he probably is in heaven. That's where you should be. Let's put you on this table.
Hold on.
Sign it. The baby comes alive. You got to tell him the baby comes alive.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure, Ofunqua, that I heard that baby speak.
No, you didn't. No,
I
you
did.
Didn't.
Look, he moved his finger. Yes,
no.
He did. Oh, my God, he's coming alive.
Mrs.
Ofunqua. I think he's talking.
Mrs. Head Crusher.
I'm not dead, although I kind of wish I was right
Mrs.
now.
Mrs. Head Crusher.
Can someone hand me the pillow, please?
Mrs. Head Crusher.
Get him out
There's
of
a
room.
Lot of pluses to him donating his organs. I need a new liver.
What happened to
See?
The one you had?
This liver guy or kid.
The first two, I had a lot of trouble.
First two?
The first two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Look, just because
I'm the doctor and I didn't even know about the first two.
This kid represents what we want. Drinking at 8 and he's got a new liver needed already.
Man.
I need security in here right now.
So,
you need to get these people out of this room.
Livers
this
don't last like they used to.
So, dead baby. You got to go ask your parents why you try to get rid of you?
Excuse me, dead baby
yeah.
is my name?
Honey, yeah. No, we're not trying to get rid of you.
How long have you people been talking about me in this manner while I was in heaven?
Look, all right, previously dead baby.
Yeah. You look like the mailman anyway, all right? Okay.
Well, he looked a whole lot better than you do right now.
Oh, man.
I wish we had made a different choice there.
Ha 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 ha.
All right, and
I hate my life.
And oh,
and
whoa,
no worries,
and scene.
Oh,
nice. The hell was that?
All right, ladies.
Well, that solved a lot of issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a Spike the Peace Theater where they've tried to save or revivalize the dead baby.
Now, revivalize,
He's 14 years old.
Here's my 13.
13.
Here's my critique of the Spike the Peace Theater.
Here's my critique. I never heard Lynn at all.
She didn't, Lynn didn't have a role. She didn't give me a role.
Yeah, she didn't.
Oh,
she didn't.
You didn't even get a role? Oh, the sunglasses.
The sunglasses.
Now I took them off.
And so now you want the kids. Late. You want the kids, too. All right, so now here's my critique of the play.
Oh, she's a dead kid?
Yes. Yeah. You know, you go to Playbill, you go to the show. Okay, first of all, I would like to say that the happy couple could not agree on to kill the baby or to leave the baby alone.
That. Yeah.
I don't understand that. Yes. Why?
This is going to sound strange, but I think they have bigger issues than their child dying.
I didn't hear.
Like every happy couple.
All right, to be fair, I didn't. I didn't hear happy in the description to start with, so I just thought
just
it was
a
like, yeah.
We went with normal.
All right, and then in the second critique, I'd like to say is the dead baby. You didn't even care. You wasn't upset the fact that the parents won't get rid of you.
I had to wait to give my opening line, so
exactly,
I was just waiting to not get yelled at for talking after being in a coma for 5 months.
And I thought he was. I thought he woke up to parents arguing whether he should live or die. I thought it was. I thought it was like substantial confusion for a 14-year-old who just came out of a coma.
You didn't see me reaching over there and trying to pull the plug myself.
13. 13.
And
I thought he was 14.
13.
All right.
And for the kid,
I don't know all the facts.
And for the kid who was supposed to get an organ, you didn't fight for your organ.
Yeah, I did. I said I need that liver.
I fought for his organ.
I need another liver.
Yeah.
And now I have to give you a role since I can see your toes now. And you're in the audience. How do you? Who do you side with in this scenario?
Oh, you have to decide what should go down.
Yeah.
You know, here's the part. I knew there was going to be a part where somebody had to take sides. This was what I was waiting for.
The young man.
Yes. Who do you side with?
Side with what? Are you talking?
Do you want
he's alive. There is no sighting. He came.
No, they signed a deal, so he was supposed to die.
They signed a deal. You got to go down. And so there's a piece of paper that says, get rid of my kid.
Can we have your liver now?
Who do you side? So you're saying that's me tearing up to get rid of your kid piece of paper?
Yeah, because he's breathing on his own. He's functioning on his own. What are you going to... If you killed him, that would be murder.
So, there is a contract, though.
Yeah.
I think it's null and void at the time he started speaking.
No. How do you feel about the other kids that needed hearts, livers, and feet?
And kidneys and stuff.
Well, you'd also name
it's
the
tragic,
form... Yeah, right. You named the form the dead kid form. The kid was never dead. So I think it probably is null and void.
No, the form is called get rid of the kid.
Oh, never mind.
All right, well, I want you people out there in the audience to let me know, what do you think should happen? Oh, I got a standing ovation. Somebody said the perfect timing for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's the perfect timing, but... Here's my assessment.
I think it was perfect timing.
Yeah, really.
I'm sure if the kid asked what would be perfect timing, it would go back to not getting hit by whatever it was that crushed his head.
Yeah.
Crushed head.
Yeah.
And do you guys think...
Yeah, why does the kid want to live now with a crushed head?
Well, you know, they're going
to... He's going to be okay.
Well, he's going to wear a smaller helmet.
I don't think it was his choice.
Smaller helmet. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Smaller hats.
Yeah.
No trouble getting his head through the hole in a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. You know? All right. Okay.
All right, so let's go around the room and ask... How do you think the kid is going to turn out? I'll start with you, PWs.
I think he's going to turn out kind of pinheaded.
No E?
How's he going to
turn out? I definitely
think
he's going to have medical issues and psychological issues.
Right?
Yeah.
Voice of reason?
I think he's going to be okay.
Oh, that's so nice.
Send us.
We get rid of that dad, he's good.
That's the problem, huh? All right, dead kid over there. Dr. Captain Clark?
I'm visualizing a scenario where he gets out of the hospital and immediately gets hit by a bus. And nobody wins.
All right, and Bill Smuts?
Well, I was actually close. I mean, I think he gets out of the hospital and then goes to jail for killing four other kids.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is how I think it's going to go
down. Or he could possibly die in another surgery since he has to have so many
more. Yeah, he has some more to get
paid.
Yes.
This is how I think it's going to happen. He is going to grow up resenting his parents. He's going to hate them because... they want to pull the plug on him. And so when they get old, he's not even going to get him medicine or diapers.
Well, if he listens, if he listens to the Spike on the Mic show, Spike to Peace Theater,
yeah,
he'll love his mom more, and Dad will be the one resented.
Oh, and of course. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know why would they tell him? The need to tell him.
Tell him.
He made me sign it. He made me sign it.
Because here's probably what's going to happen. He's going to have five visitors from the five kids' parents and say, hey, dude,
they don't tell them who it is.
We supposed to get that level.
It's anonymous, you know.
Who?
They don't tell you who it is.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't?
No,
a year later, if it was successful, you can find out. But the fact if it's not successful, they're not going to say, well, you know, little Timmy didn't or Trenton didn't die, so you can blame little Trenton for coming back to life.
So the hospital called me and said, hey, Spike, we got a heart for you. And I'm all happy, and then they call me tomorrow and say,
What they do is they show up with the little cooler that carries over.
And they walk
in your house, and they open them and go, psych!
You thought it was a heart. Instead, it's empty.
Nothing inside for you.
It's like, let's make a deal. Well, yeah. You chose the wrong kid.
Womp, womp.
All right. Well, then, I don't understand it.
It's just life and death.
Yeah, really.
That's all.
All right, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, let's hope for a cheerier topic than the death of a young child and four other kids that depended on that child dying on the Spike and the Mic show.
Yes. Okay, actually, I didn't want to do Spike and the Mic show. I didn't want to do the...
What?
I didn't want to do Spike and the Mic show either.
Yeah, what kind of show are you going to do?
Can you dump that?
All right.
I want to do was 20. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What's 20?
Let's put Dr. Captain Clark on the spot.
All right.
Isn't there a thing that I press?
I'm terrible at this, by the way. What's twending? I never know what's twending.
Me neither.
Well, it's not a surprise.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. And now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
Yay!
You, my friend, are professional because I just threw this at you and you jumped right on it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. There.
Yeah.
Let's just go down the list. Number one, the Met Gala. Why is the Met Gala twending? What even is the Met Gala, and why is it twending?
All right, I'm going to assume that it's some sort of a ball that happens at the Metropolitan Opera House.
I believe you're right. Anybody want to challenge that?
I was going to guess there's a bunch of people walking around in those big, giant New York Mets baseball mascot heads.
No, that's not happening. No. Anybody else want to hazard a guess? Because PW's right, so there's no point in guessing.
It's a gala where they all wear those fancy dresses, and it's about fashion.
It is. Yes. It's about fashion.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this year's theme, Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination. Won't be any controversy there, right?
Well, that will be interesting.
And lots of people are talking about that on the internet.
Huh?
Lots of people are fascinated.
That's why it's twending.
It's twending, yeah.
Wow.
Next.
I have no interest in it at all, but it's trending.
Well, then the internet feels the same way about you.
I would imagine.
Is the B report twending?
That's why it's twending.
Next topic is Be Best. Why is Be Best twending? What is Be Best and why is it twending?
Because it's the best B report that we're going to have ever, maybe.
Yes.
Anybody else want to guess?
Oh, it's actually Melania Trump's thing.
Yeah, what is their thing?
What's that?
About for kids. Just
no
to be
bullying,
their best.
Right?
And yeah, it's an anti-bullying. Promote kindness and to counter cyberbullying every now and then. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So
that's what it is.
It's B-E, not B-E-E.
It's B-E.
Oh, okay.
Space B-E-S-T.
I thought maybe.
Which is kind of ironic because her husband's a bully on.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Just a tad.
Social media.
She seems like a nice lady, though.
She does.
She takes a beating that she probably doesn't deserve, but. Number four, George Zimmerman, or number three, actually, for our purposes, George Zimmerman. Why is George Zimmerman twending again?
Because he shot another young black guy?
Yeah.
No, I hope not.
He's been charged with aggravated stalking for literally sending harassing and threatening messages to a private investigator. He's a stalker.
Was the investigator
crazy.
Black?
Yeah, really. When,
I don't know.
When y'all going to lose him?
I don't know.
I shouldn't promote violence.
Oliver North. Why is Oliver North twending?
Oh, I think I know.
It's the Iran-Contra revisited?
Yeah, no. He just got appointed to some position in the government.
What? Close, not quite the government.
Not quite the government.
Influential.
He's marrying Kanye West's daughter.
No, he's not doing that.
What?
Her name is daughter, like five?
He is slated to become the next president of the National Rifle Association of America.
Oh, that is part of the government.
They have presidents?
Well, the organization, yeah.
Wayne LaPierre right now.
Okay.
Yep. And then the most important 20 thing of all time, the Tampa Bay Lightning won their series.
One we like.
And we're moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yay! And that is everything. That is 20.
Wait, what's the score in the game?
Scoreless.
Oh. No, it's a commercial.
Zero.
When do the Lightning play again?
Possibly Thursday or Friday. Depends on other games being played elsewhere.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what's Twindin.
Yay!
All right. Well, keeping going on with what the fan favorites are, we have to do what the people want. The world-renowned B-Report.
So good night, everybody. Oh.
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B-Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea.
Hi, Steve.
Damn. Hey, what's going on, boys?
The bees are doing fine.
We missed you last week because of the bees, did we?
Yeah, last week I wasn't here because I was going to put the bees up, cover them up, and make sure that they were safe from the mosquito fogger that was coming through the neighborhood. So I did that. I actually went way out of my way. I put an 8-pound block of ice on top of the hive so it'd be nice and cool the next day. I put a sheet over that.
No, wait a minute. Wouldn't that mean that 8 pounds of ice would just melt?
No. It was in a bucket. It was in a bucket.
Oh, all right.
It was frozen inside of a bucket.
And still on top of the hive. That should have crushed them.
Well, no, it didn't.
You put it in a light bucket?
It was on a lid on top of the hive. Anyway, I was all prepared and was going to keep them locked up the next day, and they couldn't get out, so they'd be nice and cool. And
the
apparently,
city decided to hold the deet to themselves?
The city did not come through.
What?
Man, was that them?
No.
I think I heard why.
I don't know. Apparently, the guy that told me that they were coming that night.
I was never so happy to get a phone call.
All right, caller.
Hey, caller. What do you want to know about the bees? Caller?
All right. Yeah. Another successful call on the Spike of the Mic show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Caller?
See, you were lucky that you couldn't answer the other one because this one just hung up.
Yeah.
So,
but hey,
the next morning I go out to work on the garden, and I'm getting bit by lots and lots of mosquitoes.
Oh. You know why? Because they were cold. You put ice on them.
No, I wouldn't get bit by bees. I was getting bit by mosquitoes. Apparently, they did not come through. So I undid all my good hard work, and the next night, my neighbor called up and said the mosquito trucks are coming through.
Oh, no.
I understand that the schedule was for Monday night. However, because the Spike on the Mic show airs, the people who drive the mosquito trucks actually took the night off to listen to the show.
That's what I'm figuring. It happens.
Is mosquito truck driver a full-time job? Is there enough mosquito problem that you're busy every day doing that 40 hours a week?
It sounds like
I suspect it might be like a snow plow driver.
Oh,
kind of like one of those jobs where you have...
Seasonal?
Yeah, city works type of thing.
Yeah, you do something for the city, but sometimes you drive...
Hey, Roscoe, get behind the mosquito wheel, mosquito truck.
Roscoe.
Go up to Steve's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I suspect, but I don't know.
How can I get the mosquito truck to come through my neighborhood?
Get a beehive.
It's not like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It's not like it does appearances.
Get a beehive.
Anyway, they did come through the next day, and we still have mosquitoes.
On top of it?
We still have mosquitoes, so don't. Yeah.
How
don't
about
think
the bees? Did they survive?
Yeah, they're all fine. They're all fine. Yeah. What I did is that night, while the mosquito truck, I was actually out there
outside
while the fog was fogging. Locking in my mosquitoes.
And you were just hugging.
No, I just sealed off the hive so the bees couldn't come in or out.
You covered the hive with your body.
I covered the hospital. Pretty much, because I got stung quite a few times.
You were gassed, is what you were telling us.
They remembered the night before and resented it, and they went after me, hammer and tongs.
How difficult was it to find a second?
So there is a happy ending to this story.
How difficult was it to find a second block of 8-pound ice on the next night?
Oh, it wasn't that difficult. I keep one in the freezer.
Of course.
In other words, I just put it back. It wasn't all melted.
Of course you do.
It wasn't all melted, so I just put the container back into the freezer,
What else do you keep in this freezer other than 8-pound blocks of ice?
Severed heads of his hitchhiker victims.
Pizzas.
Pizzas.
Frozen pizzas.
Pizzas.
Ice cream.
Okay.
I believe he's married.
So his wife?
Yeah, really. Great.
Apple
great,
pie?
Great beef
frozen
report.
Apple pie?
Is this like a, I mean, this is Dude, not like a top lose. Freezer. This is like a open, you have a big freezer.
Yeah. It's all a right. big, out, it's outside.
Sure.
You're coming off the beef report. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead. Right. Yes, thank you.
Enough of that.
It changed from the Zom report.
Hey, thank you, Voice of Reason, for an awesome B-Report.
Yeah,
award
that was,
winning.
That was.
All right, so let's do topic changing real quick.
All right, yeah,
sure. This topic here.
Oh, wait a minute, there's a phone call.
There's a phone call.
All right, here we go. Listen, we are an award.
Yes,
we are,
caller.
We are a caller-driven show. You want to call it, how you sticking?
I'm sticking good. It's the gas man, brother. What's up?
It's the gas man.
Oh, it's the gas man.
It's the gas man. Boy, you almost confused me for a second because it says the jazz man.
No, it's the gas man.
You calling from Memphis?
Nashville,
actually.
Oh, okay.
Hey, gas man, how's the singing going? I mean, I know you went up for the work of the gas truck, but you are an aspiring singer, karaoke singer, great one at that. And I think that Nashville's probably pretty popular for that. How's that going while you're up there?
I haven't got a chance to do it yet. I was
going
to go last night, but it's a $50 Uber ride from where I live.
Well, just go down.
I like to drink when I sing.
Hey, gas man.
$50 Uber ride one way.
Gas man.
$100.
Gas. Yo. Go down into the lobby and start singing.
No, wait a minute. I think Spike wants to pay for it. Spike is volunteering
now my God,
to pay for your Uber ride. Yeah,
yeah, not even. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice, Spike.
Yeah. Like I say, Gasman, I had a question that I wanted to ask you, but Smart's long ass, question made me forget, but then as I was talking, I remembered it.
That was long?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We were talking about a story about a little kid who was in a coma.
Gosh.
I thought we were done with that.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
I hope you aren't listening.
The parents signed to go ahead and kill the kid, pull the plug. The kid came to life the next day, but the other kid, there were five kids, were supposed to get some organs about that. How do you feel about that?
Well, if the kid is alive, they can't take his organs.
Come on. What about those kids?
You would think that would be the right response.
And thank you for playing.
Yeah.
thank you for playing.
Gasman, how'd your naked run go?
Ooh. What?
I didn't get to go because it was Sunday and I'm stuck here in Nashville.
Oh, man.
I thought you had made plans to make it.
Well, I did, but they only had 8 drivers here, so they didn't really want me to leave. So.
You should have ran down Nashville in solidarity with the other naked people in Florida.
Exactly.
Why do the prices...
I'm a black man running in Nashville is going to go over to
just to prove the myth true.
There's really a naked run in Florida?
Yeah,
at Caliente.
Lynn wants to know where to sign up.
I know.
Yeah.
Not even, but okay.
You can keep your glasses on.
I'll give you the link.
There is nothing
back.
I want to see bounce around in other people.
No, here's the thing. In the gas man's case, he was leaving sparks.
Wow. It's totally optional. You don't have to be naked. It's called dare, fair to dare. You
yeah, but you was going to be naked, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I was.
Yeah.
Gas man, not of course. Nobody said.
Yeah.
Well, it's a naked run, of course.
Hey, I look pretty good naked for a 50-year-old man. So
absolutely.
I mean, not only would it have been a naked gas man run, it would have been, he's a veteran at this already anyway. It wouldn't have been his first.
Yeah, that's right.
You are now.
I did it last year.
Well.
Naked?
I think I got another one in September, so I'll let you know.
Stark.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn asked you, did you do it naked?
Yes.
I had running shoes on. Nothing else.
Ooh. Doesn't that hurt?
Yeah, doesn't that drag?
No, because your body, I think it realizes you're going through trauma and everything kind of draws up.
You turtled up.
Oh, so you weren't making
that
sparks.
Breakage.
Yeah.
Oh man,
so it went on a sprint and got a black eye. Right.
So you were running with a button.
No, I was a little bit more than a button. Come on now. It's not like a drawbridge.
All right. So gas man, everything going good up there?
Yeah, everything's good, man. It's just kind of different. The traffic up here is a nightmare. Worse than Tampa. A smaller place, if you can believe that.
When are you going to be back?
Too many people. May 19th, I'll be back. Saturday.
May 19th.
Oh, the show is closing down May 18th. So
what?
Nice to know you.
Glad I got to be a part of it.
Oh, damn.
All right, my brother. Well, thanks for calling and playing, all right? We'll see you May 18th.
19th.
Whenever.
19th. Yeah, see you May 19th, man.
All right, my brother. Right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, guys.
Which, officially for the show, that'll be May 21st if you're looking at Monday.
Oh, God, rain over here.
Just like that.
Rain. All right, so did we do topic change in music?
Ray.
Yeah, we did.
All right, so this
and you know what, Clark, though? To be fair, that was actually a good call. I mean, we heard that.
Oh, yeah.
One good call.
It's an exception that proves the rule, though.
Yeah. Okay, we did topic change in music, right?
Yeah.
All right, you want to do it again?
Yeah, this guy, because I'm confusing.
Nope. Nope, we're not doing it again.
All right. There's no topic. No changing.
Nope.
Here we go.
All right. I like to call this topic, Can You Be a Queen?
Can You Be a Queen?
And this topic is mostly for the exes.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Holy crap, you got it right.
Yes.
Them two.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of thought it was like a guy thing, you know, a gay guy thing or something.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Honestly.
Know.
But let me ask you, because you all have been on the show enough. I mean, are you surprised that Spike actually got the X's right?
Oh, my God. The first time ever. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. All right.
Stunned.
All right. So I'm going to give you guys some can do it or not do it to decide.
I can tell you. I can see from here he wrote it down, the X's. You know, but you know.
So
behind the curtain? This question is for the exes, and I want to know, can you do it or can you not do it? These are some of the requirements necessary.
To be a queen?
To be a queen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, no.
You out?
I'm out.
Oh, come on.
You might enjoy it.
Yes. You know,
no, because I know what some of them are.
Uh-oh.
You know all right. The... attributes or the things that you,
requirements.
Yeah, those ones.
But go ahead, tell them.
All right, so the first thing to do, Cindy, is to be a queen.
Right.
Once you decide you want to be into royal family, you can do no more autographs. Can you do it, yay or nay?
No. I'm going to do autographs.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, no E?
I'm a fan favorite. Exactly. Well, I didn't do that I'm one because I don't give them now.
Oh, I like to do it.
Oh,
okay. Well,
is that what you're doing when we go out?
If I was famous, I'd give autographs.
Yeah,
there you go. They don't like the queen, the duchess, to give out autographs because
I didn't know you were talking about a real queen.
And
that's not a fun topic.
These are the things Meghan Markle Merkel cannot do anymore.
And see, now that's going to be a challenge for her because she's obviously
a
celebrity.
Always, yep,
she's a celebrity. I mean, I'm asking you. That includes signatures too. I mean, not just autographs.
Oh yeah.
What's the difference between autograph and a signature?
You can't sign anything?
An autograph is just like basically someone comes over and it's like
right,
whatever.
Right.
A signature is
on a check.
Right. A signature is like if my kid's dying, can I sign him over to you know to die?
Okay. All right. The next thing is. You have to be queen, the queen comes first. And this is something that I just really didn't know about. Do you guys know that if you sit around eating with the queen, once she stops eating, everybody out the pool. You have to put your fork down and stop eating too.
You have to eat in the pool?
And you can't start eating until she starts eating.
Right. So
I think it's dangerous to eat in the pool because you cramp up.
No. I think that's stupid.
So where's the love of the love prince guy? This guy who's a prince, he's taking you away from all this, sitting out here on the show. He wants to make you a queen. You couldn't do that?
I have a question.
I don't know.
I'm an American girl. I don't know that I could keep
that would
my...
be like being married to my wife.
I have a question.
You know, right. That's just nuts.
So you can't start eating until the queen starts eating. And when
correct.
She stops, you have to stop.
Correct.
What if she doesn't stop? Do you have to keep eating?
Hell yeah.
I really have
full?
No problem with that.
Oh, you are right, kidding.
Right, and, yeah. And what happens if she like chokes on like a piece of steak and
oh, then, you, do you, I have, you to have to start
have choking? Choke
do I have to stop?
Have to choke too.
All right.
And would Spike on the Mike show be out? We couldn't.
So if you're around a queen and she doesn't look like she's got a big appetite, you better eat fast.
Yeah. Hold on. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No. How about this? Being a queen, you cannot, you have no political opinions.
Oh, no.
No, you can't voice your political opinions.
Yeah, you can have them. You just can't tell anybody.
Well, then you don't have
vote,
any, right?
And you can't, yeah.
That's like not having them. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Really. So you guys can
hell
do that?
No. This is why we're Americans.
No,
exactly.
But you're missing the point.
No. Well, not
you're,
royalty.
You're not doing any of that.
You're knight in shining armor.
Armor?
Knight, yeah, that dude.
No, that would never be my knight in shining armor.
Knight in shining armor. Walking no. And say, hey, I am the king of Kalunda. Come with
right.
Me.
You're controlled.
Yeah.
In that environment.
No, thanks.
You're
where's
told
Kalunda?
What you can do. You're told what you can't do. No. That, to me, is not a life.
I think he means right? Colander.
Oh.
Yeah. Colander. All right.
King
also,
of Colanders.
Also, Yusin, listen. You being queen of Kalunda, you cannot remove your coat in public. Let's say you're out doing an event and it's hot and you still have your coat on. You cannot remove your coat in public. Could you participate in that?
Lynn wouldn't even take her sunglasses off for you,
exactly.
Spike.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's no way.
He's so out.
There you go,
but
Sam.
Does she always have to wear a coat? I mean, what if she didn't wear a coat, then she wouldn't have to worry about taking it off. Like, if they're visiting Florida, there'd be no reason to wear a coat, right?
Yeah, but what if you're of the age you get hot and cold flashes?
Exactly.
I mean,
why are you looking at me?
Well,
no, I mean, like, as women, that's what women... you can't make
that's
women just start been? Sweating.
I'm just thinking about the reason for that rule. Sometimes it's a struggle to get your coat off. Like,
and she don't, they don't want her to look awkward.
Yeah, that's just it.
That's why.
They don't want that underarm shot there in the photographs and the tabloids.
Fighting their way out. They don't want the queen fighting her way out of a tight jacket.
Sometimes a nice, heavy coat muffles a fart.
Did,
you know?
Is that all you got to say?
Yeah. Did Diana
that's a
follow
lot.
All
that's
this?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I would say you're asking the wrong women. Women who would want to be
hold
queen would not be on the Spike
so
and
you
the
guys,
show.
So you guys...
honestly.
Yes.
You have the wrong...
Oh, yeah. That deserves a vote.
So true.
All right. So
yes.
Another requirement is you can't turn your back to the queen. As you're presenting the queen... You have to let her lead.
What?
Not a queen.
What do you say?
You must let her lead first. Because the queen always comes first.
Okay.
And I say it first.
Wait,
more than
wait a second.
I just think that's unrealistic.
I yeah.
I guess there'd be no talk to the hand kind of shit either.
Yeah, I don't think you. Yeah, you might be out.
Well,
the palace.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out the palace. But what I'm asking is you.
I'm done with you, lady.
I'm asking the X and chromosome. What them chromosomes is?
You had it.
No, he took it up off the screen, so that's why.
Oh. Yeah, it seems like you guys should understand that this is the requirement of being a queen. It She's is. A queen to behold. And that don't
huh?
It might be. We could do it maybe a day. That's it.
Do you think? Yeah, they don't want any part of this. I don't think.
No, we don't.
Do you think Freddie Mercury did this?
Oh. Freddie Mercury's the best ever.
We could be that kind of queen.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Just changing subjects, but I'm gonna get
shut
back
up,
on this.
Mike.
What does Palunda mean? I mean Palunda spell. Palunda.
Palunda.
All right, we got Tammy on this. She says, "Oh well, I've heard enough." Of this Palunda.
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 I don't know.
Maybe it was a typo.
Maybe she's,
I think she thought you said Palunda because you said Kalunda.
Yeah, it's Kalunda. She's obviously.
And you're known for being just Spike.
the kingdom of Palunda or Kalunda?
The king
they're
of
both,
Kalunda.
Neither one of them exists, so.
Au Francois. We need to lose these drops.
Do you know what the capital of Kalunda is?
Palunda.
Kalunda.
Who knows
do you know
that?
What? No, it's Kalunda City.
Oh, it is Kalunda City.
You know where Kalunda City is? Just south of Kalunda Heights.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Being queen. And listen, so far you guys are failing this. Y'all will never be queen.
Central Avenue goes through Kalunda Heights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
It's
as queen of
a lot of antique shops and coffee shops.
You cannot wear a hat after 6 p.m.
You have to wear your crown.
Dude, you like you already.
Because I read the same article you did.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not really a hat person, so it wouldn't be a problem.
So let me say, that's a check
I can
off.
Deal with that one.
So Cindy, is that a check off? I can do this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't wear
hats. Our crowns on our tiaras on our birthday.
Well, you can wear those.
Yeah,
not after 6.
Not after 6. Yeah.
All right, so Noe, you can accept that requirement?
That one's doable.
I think every woman looks great in a tiara, by the way.
Oh, that's so nice.
There you go.
Yeah. This is apparently pandering. Why we're all here. That's what I'm told. Yeah.
All right, this one is going to just probably just
there's something about
the
a tiara.
The whole thing I did. As queen of Kalunda or Paris or wherever they are.
Yeah.
Britain, Great Britain.
Great Britain.
You must walk 2 steps behind the king.
Right.
Behind the queen.
No.
That's not true in Kalunda, by the way.
Behind the king. You must always, listen,
there
the world
is
evolving.
No king.
Does she have to walk behind Philip now,
to show
Elizabeth?
Respect, she must.
Yeah. Her husband, who doesn't have any royal blood in him at all.
Behind
two steps.
King
two
William.
Steps.
Behind
she
king
has to
William
walk behind
in,
him.
In public. Yeah.
Two of his now, steps.
Could you do that? Send this.
There's no King William.
No, I could not do that. But I will say, I was the Green Queen of Green Maine one summer.
And
what was that like?
And how many
there
steps?
There was none of these rules at all. Just saying, I have a trophy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, not like Mike's trophy.
Do you think QE, Queen Elizabeth, has a trophy?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I think I got something over her.
And I think you guys are going to go with this last one here.
Did you know that, though, from your friend? I mean, that you've been with her the whole time? Didn't have that trophy?
Call Dale. She'll tell you. She was there.
You was queen.
I will.
I was crowned the Queen of Green in 1976.
I know somebody famous, and I didn't know it.
Wow.
No, Spike.
I want to tell
her. Oh, sorry,
Spike. I'm right here.
Maybe I should put my sunglasses on.
Yes. And lastly, you must go to the beauty salon weekly.
Oh, that would be doable.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was weekly. I think it was monthly.
No, it was. You got to go 3 times a
week. I'd like to go weekly.
Three times a week.
That's impossible.
Magazine in England claims that Kate usually goes to the beauty salon 3 times a week. She must be presentable for events and everything.
Sure,
you never know when it's going to happen.
Well,
it's important.
She has stylists and.
And guess how many times she has to pay for that?
None.
Yeah, right?
What I got to do with
that? No time.
I can do that one. I can do that one.
Oh,
Somebody else is doing the hair and makeup?
Y'all want to be queen, huh?
No.
You cannot wear provocative dresses. You can show no cleavage and things like that.
You meant asses.
Yes. Everybody good with that?
Asses, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to wear what we want.
Well, the trade-off is like you're going to be queen and everyone will kiss your ass for the rest of it, so I can't wear a dress.
Well, I don't know. We saw Kate's ass and her boobs already.
No,
so what
never,
paparazzi,
though. You've never seen any cleavage for her. Her?
And a swimsuit?
She doesn't have boobs.
The paparazzi, yes.
Okay, both of y'all.
We're not going to be queen.
I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check.
We don't care about that at all.
You have to check? If she has boobs?
Yeah, I got to check out the photographs.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't have boobs.
She's a chick.
She does now. She just had a baby, right?
I don't even think they inflated that much.
I think she does, yeah.
All right, so what I'm getting from the story is you guys are going to always be stuck here on the Spike on the Mic show.
And exactly. Yeah. Where we're happy.
Well, no, we're not conceding to that just yet.
Not just yet.
Damn, that's suicidal, man.
Hey, can we pull the plug, get that baby?
Apparently, one of the things about being a queen is people on the other side of the ocean will be talking about your boobs.
Well, of course, I've had fun, so what we got to do, we have to do what we do. We have to go around the room and we ask, what's stuck with you tonight? So let's start out first with Bill Smuts. What's stuck with you tonight?
Oh, I was going to hope to go last, so I'm pissed that you asked me first.
Dr. Captain Clark, what's stuck with you tonight?
Absolutely nothing.
All right, Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you tonight?
I wonder what I'd look like in a tiara.
PWs, what's stuck with you tonight?
We've got a couple of beautiful queens here tonight.
All right. And real quick, what's stuck with me is Steve pissed off bees.
And I want to thank Cindy and Noe for being a part of the Spike on the Mic show. And of course, I have to ask you, what's stuck with you tonight? I'm going to my favorite first. Cindy.
Ooh.
I'm never going to be a queen. Except
you
for
are
in green.
You are a queen.
You are. You're
once a queen, always a queen.
You have a trophy.
Really?
I do have the trophy.
And Noe, what's stuck with you tonight?
I don't think I'm letting my parents ever manage my do not resuscitate.
That's what I'm thinking. Each one of y'all around here want to kill those five kids. The knees of the many outweigh the knees of the few.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.